This is Mizzou Music. It's every Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour. We take a listen to that music that members of the MU School of Music community are either writing, performing, or just enjoying. And we're thick into the Mizzou International Composers Festival. We've been talking about it for weeks, and here we are. We've visited with all of the resident composers. There's 8 of them, and a pair of guest composers. We've got a bonus for you this week. Robert Sirota, he's the father of Nadia Sirota, the violist from Alarm Will Sound. We'll hear from her later in the show, musically speaking. Robert Sirota is in Columbia this week to premiere his 3 nocturnes that are inspired by 3 drawings from his friend, the painter Simon Dinnerstein. I've got an excerpt from their recent interview coming up next, and we'll hear Triptych, another work by Robert Sirota on Classical 90.5.
I'm Simon Dinnerstein. I'm a painter and drawer. I live in Brooklyn, in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and I was born in Brownsville, Brooklyn. I've come to Columbia because there is an exhibit of my work here. The centerpiece of the exhibit is a large painting about 14 feet wide called the Fulbright Triptych, which I did in Germany on a Fulbright grant.
I'm Robert Sirota. I'm a composer. I have been writing music based upon visual images for many years. This is not my first collaborative work in that way. I've known Simon for many years, over 30 years, actually. And I've always been very taken with his work. I think he is one of our great genius painters. I've also felt very sympathetic to his approach, to his take on a kind of a heightened and mystical reality.
Beyond just being sympathetic to his friend Simon Dinnerstein's artwork, the composer Robert Sirota has now completed a commission based on 3 of Dinnerstein's works. These works are currently on display at the MU Museum of Art and Archaeology Gallery. That's located on the 2nd floor of Mizzou North, the old Ellis Fischel Hospital location. It's located at the corner of Garth Avenue and Business Loop 70 here in Columbia. Here I asked composer Robert Sirota how a trio of paintings from the hand of his friend Simon inspired a musical work. Those paintings, currently on display at the museum, lend Sirota's 3 movements their titles in the composition that will be premiered tomorrow evening here in Columbia, Night, Night Scene 1, and Purple Haze. Again, here's more of my recent interview with the composer Robert Sirota. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.
Well, like a lot of projects, it springs from conversation between the artists. And we were trying to figure out, I said to Simon, I said, you know, I look at these images that you've created and I hear things and I hear, I think they would make wonderful touchstones for compositions. And at first we were looking at the possibility of doing this for a string quartet or string quartet and piano and maybe involving Simon's daughter, Simona, who I've known as a wonderful artist, and she was a very young woman, actually about 12 years old. It was the first time I heard her play, and that's the first time I met Simon. So that would be, 28 years ago or something like that.
How'd you guys meet first?
Well, she was auditioning, Simona was auditioning for Tanglewood, and my wife and I were at Carnegie Hall auditioning students for Tanglewood. And she came in, and she played so beautifully that we were reduced to tears. And she was very young, and I went out and got her parents and said, do you know how talented your daughter is? And they said, yes, we've been told that, and we're not quite sure, you know, what we're going to do with all of this.
Actually, the thing that Bob said was that do you realize that this isn't what other parents are hearing when their children are practicing. And the fact that he and his wife came out and wanted to tell us this was really significant. It wasn't like business as usual. It was something extra, and it really stayed with us.
So the upshot of that was we had some interactions with their daughter for several years, and eventually got invited to the Dinnersteins' home, where a good deal of his art, or very, very fine reproductions of his art, are displayed. And so I think the first time we were there, we were at a party, frankly. And I was looking, and I was fascinated, and something resonated very, very strongly with me. And I sort of tucked that away. But it was many years before we started talking about actually doing anything together. So this is the first real project. And I was intrigued by this incredible, large, multimedia drawing called Purple Haze, which is a the description is it's a beautifully fantasized landscape of Lower Manhattan as seen from a great height. And so you're seeing great distance, and you're seeing a sort of a sunset, post-sunset horizon. And then floating over it is this most magnificent and rather beatific-looking nude woman. I thought, boy, that thing just sings to me in some way. All right, so from a purely practical point of view, what I wanted to do was write a piece that, you know, would take about 15 minutes. You know, people say, what is your music about? And I say, well, it's about 15 minutes, you know. And because we deal in time, and we're trying to create, delineate expression and emotion and make contrast. So what I saw in these three drawings was a kind of traditional fast, slow, fast movement pattern. The first one, night scene, is incredibly active, and it sort of bounces between this the relative straightforward innocence of children. I use slide whistles and a toy piano and other kind of things which you might find kids fooling around with. And then in the background is all of the things that impinge upon our sense of well-being, our sense when we're little that we are vulnerable, and our sense when we're adults that we're mortal. Then the second piece is a totally different palette, literally. The second piece, which is just night, and that's the one with the tree in the back courtyard, is very delicate and very soft, and I've added an acoustical guitar and a lot of little bright points of light, which kind of represent the sense of the quietness of the night and the little points of light that you may see.
That's the voice of the composer Robert Sirota. He's here in Columbia this week for the premiere of his new work, Three Nocturnes. Alarm Will Sound performs that work tomorrow evening, Thursday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Missouri Theater. Also, the painter Simon Dinnerstein will have a Meet the Artist event. That's at MU's Museum of Art and Archaeology's second floor gallery at Mizzou North. The Meet the Artist event happening this Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. Sirota's premiere, Dinnerstein's Meet the Artist event, and everything else that's on the Mizzou International Composers Festival schedule for this week is online. View the entire schedule at music.missouri.edu.